and my sister Rachel, little now, maybe around 4 or 5 years of age, sitting up tall and naked in a quarter of inch of hot water that constituted the nightly bath in our house. That which we all fought to get in first. Or maybe to be the one to turn the water heater on earlier and so bag the place while there was still hot water to top it up with. "Mammy," she says to Mammy, who's kneeling on the linoleum floor shampooing her hair. There goes the clean bath. "Where's my third eye?" "Your what?" Mammy says. She can't believe her ears. "Where is my third eye?" "Well, it's supposed to be between your two eyebrows somewhere," Mammy says. "But where did you hear about it?" "At satsang," Rachel says, as the suds sit perilously close to her eyes. "Satsang? What's that?" "Well, next door, Mammy, in the Williamses. Every night when you go out to the show, we go next door to satsang. Barbara goes too sometimes, don't you?" She shoots a soapy eye at me. I don't want to discuss this. I just want a bath before it gets too cold. I grunt. "And if I do it every night until the teacher from India comes, I'll get the nalo." You go upstairs into Mrs. Williams's old bedroom, but it's all different now. Only the carpets, no furniture. And they give you the nalo upstairs. And you have to wait downstairs in the satsang room until they call you. And if you're ready, you get it. "I want it. Can I get it?" The nalo. Mammy's leaning back on her heels now, pushing her hair away from her face with her wrist to keep the suds off her hair. Because she has a show to do tonight, and you can't get fuzzy. "The Dublin kids call it the nalo," I finally offered, "but it's called the knowledge. It's free if they think you're ready, but I don't think they're going to let Rachel have it. She's too little." "Mammy, listen," Rachel tries to interject before Mammy ladles cups of water, rinsing water, up from the bath bottom. The water pours down over her youngest little girl's straight brown hair, emerging now as the soap bubbles mix with the bath water. "Mammy, don't listen to Barbara." Her wet, dripping arms are around Mammy's shoulders as she stands up, skinny and rinsed. "They will give me the knowledge. Look." She pulls in her arms, joins her hands, places them higher up on her chest than a Catholic would, raises them joined to touch her forehead and says, "Jai Sachchidanand," very solemnly. A quiet moment before Mammy sweeps her up in the bath towel. "See how much I know, Mammy," she says en route to the bedroom for PJs. I climb into the murky, lukewarm puddle of a bath and slide down as far as possible after placing a face cloth over the spot where the chain for the plug hole is attached to the circular metal overflow outlet. Well, I know it's not really possible, but Laurie Williams, she told me once that there might be a camera in there. And even though it was just too paranoid for me, I've hated to think Adrian from across the road, whose father was a lighthouse keeper off an island on the coast of Kerry, I'd have hated for him to see me naked without me knowing. Precautions taken, I try to relax before the onslaught of a night's homework and minding the kids. At least letting them go next door for the gurus for a couple of hours a night wasn't as bad as Val's antics, like climbing out the upstairs box room window and standing on the 2.5-inch thick windowsill as on a parapet in her see-through nightie, showing herself off to the O'Carolan boys next door, or the passengers on the 16 buses that swerved round the corner of Shanlis and Shannon Road. I might drop in it myself later on and get them, and see if that nice-looking fella from the south side is there. "Guru Maharaji, you are my only light. You gave me protection." Du-du-du-du-du-du-du. That's that one. Can you hear me? Yes, I hear you.